excited?
You know, I just got hit with the news, so I'm not sure what to think quite yet. So, got to find out who this guy is and what he brings to the table and figure it out from there.
If nothing else, sort of glad that at least there's a coach now?
Yeah, you know, I guess. You know, it's been crazy, few weeks over there at CU. And, you know, hopefully we're trying to take steps in the right direction, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, as far as that program goes, tough to stay positive. I mean, you see it like as a fresh start?
Well, I don't know. I got a lot of mixed feelings on it, but you know, I hope they're trying to go in the right direction. But you know, we'll just wait and see.
Yeah. Ravens, a little bit of a bye weekend. Is that how you looked at it?
Nice to get a couple days off. Just take a mental break. You know, this time of year it's just a grind, and to get a small break at the end, I think it helps a lot. So now it's time to go back to work and get ready for this game.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know that the number two seed is there. I mean, is that a goal or is it just playing well this week?
Well, playing well this week, you want to win out. You know, if we get a bye, great, but we got to win out and we got to win the rest of these games.
Think of the OTAs you called. You said when you were in Baltimore, you called Peyton the Raven Killer. Is that going back there with him on your side?
Yeah, that's nice. You know, I know when I was in Baltimore, we could never beat Peyton and the Colts. And, you know, it is nice to have number 18 with us. And, you know, we got to win on all fronts this week. We got a lot of work to do. And it's a huge game. You know, make no mistake about it, going into Baltimore, it's not easy for anybody. So we got to be ready to go.
You're more familiar with this team than most. You've seen Flacco as he's matured and Ray Rice from, you know, right from the beginning to where they are now.
Yeah.
How good are those two? You've been talking about them separately.
I think they're great. You know, I think Flacco's, you know, before it's all said and done, he'll be considered one of the great ones in this business. I think Ray Rice is a phenomenal player. You know, him and the guy from Tampa Bay are very similar. So I feel like our guys had a good taste of what to expect. But, you know, Ray Rice, he's got a lot of heart, brings a great dynamic to the game. You know, he's a great guy. And, you know, I'm excited to go back and play these guys.
How tough is it back there? I mean, is it just the talent they've had, or is there something about the atmosphere?
It's talent, atmosphere. You know, there was a culture created there a long time ago with the defense. And when you'd go in there, you have to bring your A game going into Baltimore, and you're just not going to win. And they've created that there. And that's why it's a tough place to play.
What would it mean for that defense if Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs are able to come back?
Well, it'd mean a lot, probably. You know, those are two of the you know, dynamic players in the NFL, and you got them on the same defense. So, you know, if they come back, I think it's going to mean a lot.
Is it a surprise to you that they would make a move on offensive coordinator like they did today?
Yeah, you know, that is surprising, you know, this time of year with that kind of timing. But, you know, I'm sure they have their reasons, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's got nothing to do with us. We got to focus on work and, you know, get ready to play these guys.
So it doesn't complicate game planning, knowing that they might change things?
Yeah, even if he's there, they could change things. You know, you just don't know. Each week, you're going to get different wrinkles from every team, and you're going to see things that you didn't prepare for, and you just got to try and adapt to it.